Joy, when were you first confronted with breast cancer in your life?
My sister-in-law said that she found a lump on a self-breast exam, and the biopsy showed she had a form of precancer. She realized that she might want to have a complete double mastectomy or take medication and continue to test. And she told me this and said, I don't know what to do or where to go. I said, I don't either, but I'm pretty good at reading and searching on the internet. I went away and I came back. She said, if it were you, what would you do? And I said, if it were me, I would not gamble. So how about you?
Early on, I was 18, and my mother was diagnosed with invasive ductal carcinoma, stage 2. Stage 2, you figure, that's pretty good, right, for breast cancer. About 3 years later, she got a major pain in the side, and she had a tumor the size of an orange on her liver. So yeah, that's the first time I knew anyone that had breast cancer was through my mom. Now, we're talking about prophylactic mastectomies here. Prophylactic means preventative. So you're electing to have a mastectomy based on family history or genetic mutations.
Or other reasons.
Right. My experience is I did get testing done. Is the reason I had a prophylactic mastectomy is I was tested and I tested positive for a genetic mutation.
I had a breast reduction, and that is the mother of all breast biopsies. 4 days later, he called and he said, I've never had this happen, but your pathology report on the tissue we removed showed that in your left breast, there is precancer. I told my doctor in that first conversation 4 days after the breast reduction, okay, well, we're just going to go for it. We're going to have a double mastectomy and reconstruction. And he's like, whoa, hold the phone, huh? What? I've never heard of that before.
So when we talk in terms of the struggling with types of reconstruction, one type was always mentioned. As an 18-year-old watching my mother go through the process, it was very just uncomfortable and painful, and that made a lasting imprint. So like you, I was only given this one choice, implants. And after seeing a couple of these surgeons, I said, you know what, I don't want to do it. So I went and saw another plastic surgeon, and I said, you know, I think I just want to go flat. And flat is basically means you don't get any reconstruction. They take away the dangerous tissue, sew you up, and you're on your way. But when I even mentioned going flat, their faces were like, how could you ever think about going flat? That's crazy, you know? And it's not. I ended up choosing a tissue reconstruction, which means they have used my own stomach fat to replace where my breast tissue was. A surgeon didn't tell me about it. A friend did. And I actually had my surgery scheduled where I was going flat. I canceled that surgery. I got online. I researched the heck out of deep flap and said, you know what? I was 34 at the time. I might as well give it a go.
If I were to tell anybody out there anything, I would say every conversation you have with everybody, say, is there anything else you want to say? Is there any other option I have? Is there any question I haven't asked that you can give me the answer to? And, you know, take notes. Be brave and really be a self-advocate. Be a support for those around you. Some don't have the resources that you and I have.
It's so important just to go get opinion after opinion because
everyone
has a different opinion.
And everyone is different. You're absolutely right. And there's funding available if you don't have insurance. And you've got the law on your side right now. So because I'm blessed to have insurance, I'm paying through the nose. So I can continue on. And I'm going to have probably a couple more surgeries until I look in the mirror, hopefully, and say one of two things. That's me again. Or I tried.